Jenna arrives at home and wishes she could just dump her books and race over to her old friend Amy's house, but of course she can't. Jenna takes a stab at doing her homework, but all she can concentrate on is how much she misses her friends. At dinner, Jenna shuffles her food around on her plate without eating. Sean's seat is empty since he is at football practice. He's probably already made friends, thinks Jenna. Her mother tries to make conversation, but she gives up when Jenna manages only one-word answers and is sullen at best. Her parents exchange glances, and Jenna thinks her father mutters something about mood swings. Her parents drop the effort at conversation. After dinner, Jenna quickly heads to her room and changes into sweatpants and a sweatshirt. Her eyes wander up to the trophy on the shelf above her desk. It's from last year's basketball division championships. The Wilson Wildcats were undefeated last season with a 12-0 record. They won the championship game easily by a 22-point margin. The trophy is inscribed with the names of all of the players. Jenna runs her fingers over the list until tears blur her vision. Suddenly, she hears the front door slam. Jenna quickly wipes the tears from her eyes and hurries to open her bedroom door. Sean soon comes bounding up the stairs with his backpack in one hand and a plate of food in the other. "Got time for a quick game?" Jenna asks hopefully. Sean shakes his head. Jenna can tell that he is exhausted. Sean mumbled something about maybe tomorrow, if he can spare the time. Jenna wants to make a crack about his lack of enthusiasm, but decides she'd better not press him, as lately Sean seems grouchy all the time. Jenna gathers up her strength and goes down to shoot baskets alone. Outside, the darkness makes Jenna feel even lonelier.
Playing alone was no substitute for playing on a team.
Will she ever be a part of something special like she was at Wilson?